Welcome back, you guys. I'm going to just jump right into this episode. I heard this term called success paralysis, and I don't know if this is an actual term, like if this is something that even exists or if it was kind of made up, but it got me thinking about what this means, and I'm not exactly sure because I don't think it's an actual thing per se, but I don't know how it could not be an actual thing. Thing is, in my opinion, success paralysis is basically you get frozen at the point of success. Is this wrong? Is this not at all what it means? This is the way I interpret it. Maybe I should just pretend that that's not the definition of it, but just go on with this topic. I don't want to make a total fool of myself if I'm way off, but because, you know, there's sleep paralysis, and basically you just can't move in your sleep. You kind of just go paralyzed in your sleep. So I think with success, it's like you kind of become paralyzed in your success, if that makes any sense. Point is, this is actually kind of how I feel right now in my current life. I got recognized at the store the other day, and I was like, what is this? I went a little bit paralyzed. It was wild. I mean, wild. They said they recognized me from my content online, and I was so completely caught off guard. I live in a really small town, and just the fact, it was like not somebody that you would have ever pegged for recognizing someone like me, if that makes any sense. It was just like a guy with kids, and he's probably watching this right now. Hi! Oh my gosh. But you know what I mean? I was just really, really caught off guard, and I'm like, this is the coolest thing that has ever happened to me. Like, oh my gosh, I've dreamt of this my whole life. The day that I start getting recognized in public. Actually, it has happened to me before, but it wore off, you know. My fad faded, and I'm back, guys. I'm back. You can't hold me down. I'm only gonna come back stronger. Don't you worry. Don't underestimate me at that. But you know what I mean? This is something that I've wanted my whole life, and now that it's happening, I feel like I'm also at the point in my life where I'm bigger than ever, so it's only up from here. Oh, but at the same time, I'm also terrified that this is happening to me, you know? Yikes! Like, what about everything that, the whole reputation that I built up for myself in middle school and high school? And yeah. I was actually talking to my therapist about this. I was terrified. I was like, okay, what if, you know, when I die, I can't back myself up about the rumors that are going to be said about me that aren't true? And she's like, you'll be dead. And I'm like, but that's exactly the problem. Like, so you see the problem, but you're not understanding that this is my problem. I will be dead. So I can't stand up for myself. She's like, but it won't matter because you'll be dead. And I'm like, but that's the problem. I'll be dead. I understand where she's coming from, but I don't think she understands where I'm coming from. It is actually a fear of mine, though. It's an actual fear. I mean, yeah, who's going to back me up when I'm dead? Is it going to matter when I'm dead? Maybe not to me, because I'll be dead. But it matters to me now, the fact that who is going to back me up when I'm dead? Okay, I can't even say it with a straight face. I'm starting to understand just how bad this does sound. But it bothers me. It does. It does. And I feel like, especially the more success, I hate to even use that term, but like, you know, the more public, I guess, that I am getting with myself, What am I trying to say? The more that I'm putting myself out there and the more I start to get recognized, the more of a fear this becomes for me. Because I don't know how I feel about this. This was hitting me the other day, too. I was like, you know, everyone acts like they want to become famous, sort of. A lot of people don't. I am the type of person who... I always act like I want to become famous, but if you really ask me if I really want to be famous, I don't. I don't. Because there's nothing really good that comes with fame besides money. And I think that there are so many ways. Okay, money and popularity, right? There are so many ways to get popular and to make money that don't involve fame. There are so many ways. The way I think to get both money and popularity is to just put yourself out there and to be just an absolute goober and yourself and authentic and just weird. Just weird. Give something, give people something to talk about and to look at. And I am so good at that, and it's not intentional. It's not. And this is why I think I was just born to be, I don't want to say famous, but kind of. And it, because honestly, the way that I'm escalating, and then also doing this content the way I am, this isn't, I'm not trying to be like a YouTuber and this is going to be my multi-million dollar business. I'm doing this for my business that was not intended to, you know, go on this platform, but here I am. Like, I'm telling you, I just feel like this is something that I was born to do. Because it doesn't scare me, which is also scary to me, is the fact that it... Okay, now I feel like I'm contradicting myself. Am I supposed to be coaching you guys right now or myself? I don't even know where I'm trying to go with this. But basically, being online like this, doing all this content like this, it doesn't scare me. Which is what's so weird to me, is the fact that the act of doing this doesn't scare me. It's more of like the long-term effects of people being able to misinterpret things or frame things, you know, differently than it actually... Okay, and I shouldn't even be saying all this because then people could do it, but maybe if I say it out loud, then I will confront my fear. Where am I trying to go with this? Has anyone else dealt with this? I guess my moral of this entire episode is just, do you guys feel this way? Because I'm trying to talk it out in my own brain. And I don't know how it's going. I don't know how it's going. Am I confronting my own monster, or am I actually just creating the monster by speaking my thoughts out loud? I'm not sure. I think I'm doing both. I think I'm doing both. And I guess I'm trying to get to the point of success paralysis, or whatever you want to call it. At least my definition of that term is something that very much does exist. In case that is something you wondered, it does exist, and I am very much battling it at the moment. But you know what? Like anything else in life that I never thought I'd get through, I'm going to get through it. One way or another, I'm going to get through it. And if you're going through the same thing, you'll get through it too. Maybe you're not yet being recognized in public, but this is, you're battling this mindset because this is something I've dealt with my entire life. I have. And I have a feeling that some of you might have also. I honestly have nothing more to say regarding all that. That was just a total verbal dump. I wish that I had more oomph to lead with or end with in this, but I honestly got nothing more. If you guys feel the same way, or you are kind of stuck without, not really so much feeling like you have reached a point of success, but maybe you're at the point of craving success paralysis because you're just so badly wanting to get there. Maybe you feel paralyzed and just kind of stuck, just sunk, wanting your dream to happen. And maybe your dream is success, or whatever your dream might be. Maybe you do just feel kind of stuck and just, again, sunk. Just feel like you just can't get there and you just feel kind of paralyzed where you're at. If this is how you feel, or if you are wanting help in any other category or in any other aspect of chasing your dream, because that's what it all boils down to at the end of the day, is it revolves around your dream, your biggest desire, right? I am an ultimate dream coach. You can book a free discovery call with me. The link will be in the description below to see if we're a good fit and just find out more about what my coaching is about, how I could maybe help you with where you're at. The link will be in the description below for a free discovery call. You can also find me on almost any social media platform at Make Waves Coach for more free inspirational content. You can also find my journey at Mermaid Cassandra on almost any social media platform with a K. You can also check out my podcast, Make Waves Mermaid Cassandra, every place podcasts are found. And also check out my YouTube channel if you are watching or if you are listening to this somewhere else. Make Waves Coach and also Mermaid Cassandra on YouTube. I will be back with more. Go out there and make waves.